Kyle Johansson has represented Ketchikan in the State House since he was first elected in 2006. He's been a Republican Party regular, working his way up to majority leader, a position with significance in the GOP's House organization. But about 2 years ago, he broke with his caucus over another lawmaker's committee assignments. That left him out of favor, out of the majority, and on the outs with Ketchikan Party officials who attempted a recall. This election, Johansson is running as an independent, and he's doing it without his former party's backing. In a recent interview at KRBD in Ketchikan, he said it's one of the reasons he's only brought in about $6,000.
I didn't ask the party for any money. I am basically registered as a Republican, and the party is backing Wilson, and that's as far as it goes.
Wilson is Wrangell's Peggy Wilson, who's represented her hometown, Petersburg, and Sitka in the State House for about 10 years. Redistricting put Wrangell and Ketchikan together, setting up an incumbent versus incumbent race. Wilson has the largest campaign bank account, with a bit more than $37,000 raised.
I've had a fundraiser since then, and I did get some money. I think I'll be getting some more in, so hopefully 38, 39, 40,000. I hope that'll be enough.
Wilson's campaign revenue is six times Johansson's total and close to double the amount raised by Democrat Matt Olson, according to state finance reports. Close to a fourth of Wilson's money comes from Republican political action committees, GOP legislators, and party notables. That includes former Governor Frank Murkowski and his wife Nancy. The Democratic Party is also strongly backing its candidate, Ketchikan City Council member Olson. It's provided about a sixth of his approximately $20,000 in campaign funds. He says he would welcome additional contributions, but he thinks he has enough.
More money in a campaign does always make you feel better, but I feel like the campaign that we've had and that we've run has been well financed.
Other political action committees play a significant role in both party-backed campaigns. About a quarter of Olson's funds come from government employee, teacher, and construction unions. The PACs, including Democratic groups, make up about 40% of his fundraising total. Almost all of the PAC money is coming from outside House District 33.
When you talk with Anchorage legislators, they raise their money pretty much in their own district because of the high volume of highly paid people. Ketchikan doesn't have a lot of people who make a lot of money who can afford to give you that money, so campaigns cost money and you have to reach out.
Wilson also has PAC money. Contractors, dentists, saners, and oil company employees contributed about $2,500. That, plus the party money, makes up about a third of the Wrangell Republicans' campaign total.
I didn't turn to anybody for any support. That came voluntarily, and I didn't go asking for it.
Ketchikan's Johansson has only one political action committee contribution from the construction industry group Alaska Build. About half his approximately $6,000 raised for the campaign comes from outside the district.
I accept money from people who think I do a good job from all over the state and the country if need be.
Overall, about $60,000 has been raised by House District 33 candidates, according to recent finance reports. That's less than half the amount brought in for the House District 34 race. That district combines Sitka with Haines, Craig, Angoon, and other small island communities. Haines Republican incumbent Bill Thomas and Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins are seeking that seat. It's also about two-thirds of what Angoon Democrat Albert Kukesh and Sitka Republican Bert Stedman raised. Those incumbents are seeking election to Senate District Q, which includes House Districts 33 and 34. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.